in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1, Paul calls himself a servant of Christ, but he also says he is a steward of the mysteries of God. Steward means manager. The particular word here means a house manager, a person who was put in charge of a house. And the house manager was in charge of supervising the property, the finances, and the other servants in the house. He served the master in that way. So Paul narrows in on this idea of being a servant to Christ. He is a manager of the mysteries of God. But what does that mean? Well, the mysteries of God refer to that which was previously hidden, but now uncovered or revealed through divine revelation. So if we look back to chapter 2, verse 7, Paul says that we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God. Paul's job was to present and explain this revealed and divine wisdom to the Corinthians, to hold nothing back from what it said. So a large part of the pastor's job is to know God's word, to study God's word, and to communicate God's word to his church. I'm responsible for that word in the church that I pastor, to see that it's explained clearly, that it's defended, that it is rightly taught, that God's word is not devalued or brushed under the table, that it's not abandoned, so that my church can grow and feed on it for their sake and for God's glory. That's how I'm to recognize myself, and that's how churches are to recognize her pastor, as Christ's servant, not the church's, as the steward of the mysteries of God, not the steward of the whims and the wishes of the church, the steward of the mysteries of God. As you pray today, please remember Stan Scroggins and his family, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Imwera broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.